think it works very well that we celebrate Pentecost Sunday today, when we expect to receive more Holy Spirit. He's the one who helped the disciples to change the world. Those 12 guys were able, because of the Holy Spirit, to go and proclaim the gospel. And today we see that something very dangerous happens in our world, in the church. That you are kind of not able to perform those miracles anymore. We don't see too many healings. It's like something changed. And there are many reasons for that. One of them is we struggle so much inside in the church with enemies who don't allow us to really leave our mission and change the world again. Because how often do you hear or argue with somebody who doesn't accept Catholic teaching and claim to still be great Catholic? People who don't accept teaching about sacrament of the marriage, about importance of confession, about real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, people who don't believe in resurrection, but they believe in other karmas and other stuff. How often do we argue with those people who want to find kind of the confirmation that they can belong to our church, really not believing what we believe, not being obedient to the faith which Jesus Christ gave us through the Holy Mother of the Church? And there is big difference between those of us who argue, looking for arguments to strengthen our faith, and those who simply argue because they want us to be quiet, to not to say that what you are doing is wrong, that you cannot do it and still claim that you are Catholic. I think we lost this very important paradigm of Catholic faith, that nobody is forced today to be Catholic. If we don't claim you are Catholic, you can be somebody else. But don't come to the church and say that I don't believe in most of what Catholic Church teaches and I'm still great Catholic. No, this is completely wrong. But today's world wants us to do it, to say that yes, you can believe whatever you want. You can live your life in the way you want, even if it is completely immoral, completely evil, and you still come to Eucharist. No, it doesn't work that way. And we have right to say it. We have right to say to those people who boldly profess something totally against Catholic faith, that you are not Catholic anymore. You cannot receive Eucharist because what you do, what you believe, is not universal Catholic faith. Is something that you make on your own. We can say that this is not the way how we do it in USA. We do not want to hurt anyone. We do not want to feel somebody uncomfortable. But sometimes we have to do it. And what Pope said a few months ago, who am I to judge? I think this is one of the most misunderstood sentences said by him, by all over the world. Because what he means saying, who am I to judge, is about judging in the biblical context, meaning, who am I to say that I am better than you? Who am I to say that you are nobody and I am a saint? I don't have right to say that. but I have right to say what is wrong and what is good. And I'm obliged to say it. If you do something wrong, to tell you that. This is why Jesus said, I will send the Holy Spirit to convince the world about sin. About sin which today's world doesn't want to know anymore. People want to have everything equal, everything being good, everything being okay. You can do whatever you want. No, this is not good. And we have right to say that. We have right to demand for those who want to be part of the Catholic Church to live like a Catholics, to follow Christ. Because faith is not only saying, I believe in Jesus. No, it's something more. It's obedience to what Jesus teaches through his apostles, through the Catholic Church. And it is something very difficult to have such approach. This is why we need Holy Spirit to give us this kindness, this love towards others, this humbleness of our hearts, that we will be able to say to those who work with us, live with us, whom we meet on everyday life, that what you do is wrong. And I'm not judging you that you are somebody worse than me. But if you ask for my opinion, yes, what you do is wrong. And I want to tell you and let you know that this is wrong. Because it's like I'm the cancer who takes life of us and from our church. We lose our energy arguing everyone around us that, you know, why we don't change this or that, and we need to be more modern. Nothing with that. Catholic faith is the one revealed by God. And if you believe in that, you are Catholic. If you believe in everything what Church teaches us. So let us pray and ask Holy Spirit to help us to become his vessels, those earthen vessels who through his grace will be able to bring to this broken world hope, truth, freedom, love. Because world needs us. World doesn't need us being happy and yes for everything what happens around us. World needs our witness that the way which we go, it is difficult, but it's the way promised by Jesus for the eternal happiness, eternal life. So brothers and sisters, let us ask Holy Spirit to give us his gifts, to awake in us his presence, so we may go and change the world, not let the world change us.